It's a brilliant day outside. Greg Collar is perched on a rocky outcropping, overlooking rushing green water swirling and eddying below. Collar says the water is moving so quickly because this is one of only two spots where the Pacific Ocean flows into Puget Sound.
As the tide comes in, it comes into this constrained passageway, Deception Pass, you know, all that energy gets channeled, focused to this very narrow area. So that's what results in these rapid tidal currents that we're seeing right here.
Collar researches new power sources for Snohomish County Public Utility District. His goal is to use a sort of underwater windmill to convert some of this water's energy to electricity and funnel it onto the power grid. It's called tidal power. Collar says there are dozens of underwater turbine designs to choose from. Some look like a standard wind turbine with three big blades. Others look like a metal donut or a fishtail. The utility district is considering putting underwater turbine farms at half a dozen locations around Puget Sound. It estimates tidal energy could power at least 60,000 homes. Collar says the technology has a lot going for it. It doesn't emit carbon dioxide or other pollutants. He says underwater turbines can be much smaller than wind turbines because they're so efficient.
And that's just as a result of the higher density of water. Water is roughly 800 times denser than air, so it contains a lot more energy.
Unlike the wind, tides aren't really affected by the season. You know the saying, predictable as the tides? Collar says lunar phases let you forecast the tides for decades into the future.
Where with wind you're doing good if you can forecast hours or even a little bit ahead. That really helps utilities like us integrate that power into the power grid.
Collar acknowledges there are a lot of questions about the impact of tidal turbines on marine ecology. These questions worry nearby Native American tribes. The Tulalip Reservation is close to Deception Pass, and they fish throughout Puget Sound. Darrell Williams is the tribe's environmental liaison.
Five species of salmon, orca, gray whales, eagles, hawks, falcons. You know, we have numerous species of fish and marine mammals and migratory birds that use the areas that are being proposed for these turbines. And the studies really haven't been done yet to show what the impacts may or may not be.
Along with the marine environment, Williams says the tribes are worried that tidal turbines could scare away fish or get tangled in fishing nets.
For the tribes, the fisheries aren't only an economic source, but they're also part of the tribe's culture. Most of our cultural activities are centered around salmon, and you know, if we can't catch the salmon, then that part of our culture really goes away.
A research team at the University of Washington is looking for ways to make tidal power work without harming sea life. Brian Pelagi is a mechanical engineering graduate student whose focus is renewable energy. His team is working with the Oceanography Department to look at the ecological risks of tidal power. But Pelagi says there are a lot of misconceptions about what those risks are.
You know, the most obvious one is the question of, oh, so you're going to put these rotors in the water and you're going to make sushi in addition to electrical power. People view these turbines kind of as almost a propeller that's moving through the water so rapidly that if anything gets near it, it's going to get chopped to pieces. In practice, you can't actually run the rotors that fast. So the maximum speed that the tip of the rotor can turn at is about 25 miles an hour, which is actually relatively slow.
Pelagi says one of the biggest risks is that removing some of the energy from the tidal currents will change the ecology downstream. He's studying how much power can be extracted from an estuary before it has a noticeable effect on the ecosystem. Back at Deception Pass, Craig Collar with the utility district says even if there is a small ecological impact, it's key to look at the overall picture.
At the end of the day, the thing that's compelling about tidal energy for us is there just aren't very many opportunities for clean, renewable, emission-free energy that's both predictable and close to the loads. And all those things are true for tidal energy in the Puget Sound region, and there simply is no other renewable for which all those things are true.
The utility is working with the University of Washington to figure out whether tidal power is viable in Puget Sound. If so, it could help reinvent hydropower on the Pacific coast for the next generation. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.